Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Lamed Ches, as we start Perek Tolan, the 20th Perek of Meseches Shabbos. Let's again read the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek. Says the Mishnah, Kuf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Tolan as HaMishmeres B'yantif, V'nostin Latulia B'Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer holds that one is allowed to be Tola a sieve type of utensil, anyantif, a mishmeres, some type of sifter, some type of strainer, and one does not have to be worried, as we'll see in the Gemara, about creating an ohel on the kli. Let's say there is a tefach airspace, which is required for the height of any type of halachic ohel. Even if there is a tefach airspace, still, Rebbe Leza says, one is allowed to do that anyantif. V'nosnin latulya b'Shabbos. And one is allowed to put into an already hanging one on Shabbos. One is allowed to put wine and something else that will be strained. V'chachamim omrim, ein tolan as a mishmeres b'yantif. No, chachamim are worried about creating that type of ohel on yantif, and therefore you cannot be tolan on yantif. V'einostin latzliya b'Shabbos, and even if it's already hanging from before Shabbos, one cannot put anything in there on Shabbos because that is derech borer. You're separating, you're sifting, right? I'm separating the dregs that are caught in the strainer on top and the wine that goes through. So I'm not allowed to put that in on Shabbos. Aval, nostin latzliya b'yantif. But if it's already there on yantif, I am allowed to put it through. What would be, as we'll see, let's talk about, assuming that there is a problem. So what's the reason that any of the cases wouldn't be a problem? So in the ohel case, why wouldn't it be a problem? Say if it's already there, we'll see the Gemara says, you're just being mosif onto an ohel. Is it a real ohel? You're putting a kli onto another bowl. So that's already on shaking ground, that type of ohel. But what about the borer issue? Why isn't there a borer issue? How does Rabbi Eliezer hold, nostin latzliya b'yantif? You're allowed to put it into the tluya. Isn't that borer? And al-chora, you're doing it for that reason that is going to be separated. We've mentioned, if I'm just using a kli borer, but not because I want to separate, but just because that's the most convenient kli for me, that's okay. The first spoon I took out was a slotted spoon, and I'm serving chalen with a slotted spoon. Not because I'm doing it quickly, I don't want anything to come out. But it's just the spoon I happen to be using, that's okay. The Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah explains beferish. Because kavana might be part of what you need for borer. But here, you have the kavana. You're putting it into the tluya. So why would it be mutter? So the Ritva says, right here, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that Delo ikri borer, ela im kain borer lahatsnia. Ela la ochlo, we're missing some word, aval la ochlo miyad lo. Umiyu lachadchila lo yitzlena. It's not called borer unless you're being borer, as we mentioned earlier, lahatsnia for later. But if it's miyad, it's okay. That's what the Gemara says. That's what the Ritva says to explain the Mishnah. That here you're using it for miyad. As the Mishnah said, the Gemara said earlier, the Ayin Dalid, we have the sugyas of Borer, the three conditions, ochel yad and la'alter, immediate, without a kli, and taking the good from the bad. So the Ritva here says, you're doing it miyad, so therefore it's not a problem. One second, you have to answer to get to the Ritva. That only fulfills one of the conditions. You're still using a kli. You need all three for borer. It's not just one. You need all three to make it mutter. So maybe what the Ritva means, doesn't say it explicitly, but maybe what the Ritva means is something I think we mentioned back then in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman. There are some machronim, some poskim, that say that a tea bag might be called a kli borer. Why is a tea bag a kli borer? Because when I pull the tea bag up from the string, so the liquid that was in the tea bag goes out as I pull it up, and that is a kli borer. I'm separating the tea leaves from the liquid inside. Some achronim say that's a problem. Others might say that's called a kli. That's a little bad. Other poskim don't even think it's an issue. But if Shlomo Zalman says it's mutter, you know why? Because if Shlomo Zalman says a kli borer is defined as a kli which is usually used to be borer laotzar. It's usually used to be borer, and it could be for, you know, later on. A kli borer that is always used for immediate usage. It's always used for immediate usage. It's not that I'm deciding now to use it for immediate usage, but it's always used for immediate usage. Maybe that's not called a kli borer. Because by definition, borer is separating for later usage. A tea bag is always used to separate for right now. I'm having a cup of tea. So Shlomo Zalman says, quoted in the footnotes in the Shvir Shabbos, that maybe that's another reason, lahakel, there. It's an easy chumrah to take upon. Just take the tea bag out with a spoon. right, instead of taking it out by the string, and then you take some liquid out with the teabags, even if you want to be machmer, like the achronim, that assume it's a problem, it is an easy chumrah. But if somebody doesn't, if it's hard, so then maybe that's what the ritva here means, that you're doing it miyad, not just that you're doing it for miyad, you always do it for miyad. So maybe that's what the ritva means, and that's why it wouldn't be called a kli borer. A suggestion. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Hashta Rabbi Eliezer Osufe Ohel Arai Lo Masvinan. We learned earlier in the Mishnah, in this Masechta, that Rabbi Eliezer does not allow you to add on to an Ohel Arai on Shabbos. Lamevin Lachanchila Shari. To make one Lachanchila, would he allow that? Right, what did Rabbi Eliezer say? No, he said on you're allowed to be tola the mishmeres. Right, yontav and Shabbos shouldn't be any different for issues of asiyas ohel. So if Rabbi Eliezer already asered hosafa onto an ohel arai, surely to make a lechanchila he shouldn't say mutter. So where do we have this earlier? The Tanan, the Mishnah we had earlier. Back in the 17th parak, I think it was, Ditznan, Pekaka Chalon, somebody has a window shutter, a window cover, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Bizman Shekashur V'Talui, when it is tied and hanging, then it's really considered connected to the structure, and therefore poking a bow. So you could use it. V'yim Lav ain't poking a bow. But if it's not, I mean, even if it's either or, if it's hanging, but it's dragging, or it's just next to it, even if it's not on the floor, so you're not allowed to use it. Rabbi Eliezer holds, you're not allowed to be mosif. V'chachamim omrim, benkach uvenkach, poking bow. And the chachamim say it's okay. It's meant to be used for this. It was already designated. Even if it's not hanging or tied, it's okay. V'yom rabba barbar chan om Rabbi Yochanan. We already said earlier that Rabbi Yochanan holds, this is the pshat of the machlokas. Hakol modim, shein osin al arai betchila b'yantif. Everybody agrees you cannot make an OLRI. I can't make a sukkah. Right? I can't make an OHEL, even a temporary OHEL, on Yom Tov or Shabbos from the beginning. Lo nechleku ela lahosif. The machlokas is, am I allowed to be mosif onto an OLRI? Shrevelyezer Omer ain mosif in Beyantav ain Zarach Lomer B'Shabbos. This window shutter is considered a hosafa to an OLRI. So Rabbi Eliezer says that's usur. V'chachamim omer mosif in b'shabbos v'in tzarach lomer b'yantav. The chum says okay. So how in our Mishnah can we say that Rabbi Eliezer holds you're allowed to put the mishmeres on? That's creating an entire ohel. You have a barrel, you have a bowl, whatever it is. I'm creating an ohel here. So he says you can't even be mosif onto an ohel arai. How can he say that you're allowed to make an ohel arai? So, answer is, Rabbi Eliezer, Savar La, Kareb Yehuda. Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Titania. Ein ben yantif le Shabbos, ela ochel nefesh belvad. The Brisa, the Tosefta says in Masechas Megillah, there's no difference between Shabbos and yantif besides ochel nefesh. There are some other differences like Skila and Malkus, but in general, there's no other differences in halacha between, except ochel nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda, matir af machshiri ochel nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda allows even machshiri ochel nefesh. So this is the same Rabbi Eliezer. Why is this parak here? Because it has to do with the previous parak, where Rabbi Eliezer said, Machshire milar doche Shabbos. So to hear, Rabbi Eliezer holds that Machshire ochel nefesh, ar doche yantif. And that's why you're allowed to put it on yantif. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Amar, this shamina leder Rabbi Yehuda b'machshire sh'yev shalasos ameyar of yantif. When does Rabbi Yehuda say it, that it's okay, when it's something that you could not have done before yantif? That's when he says you can do it on Yontif. What if you could have done that before Yontif? Does Rabbi Yehuda go that far? So the Gemara says, you're right. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't go that far, but Rabbi Eliezer does. Do Rabbi Eliezer adifa mid Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Eliezer could go one step further than Rabbi Yehuda. It's okay. He's based on that shita of Machshirin, but then he goes one step further. Period. Again, remember what we discussed back then in terms of hosafa onto an ohel arai. We spoke about baby carriages, why one is allowed to open a stroller, just pulling the cover open if it starts raining or to make it warmer for the child, because that's built in. If it's built in, so then that's not even called a hosafa. That's called derech tashmisha. That's more called mode of usage. If something is meant to be opened and closed, which Brother Shem will talk about more on today's daf, that's mutter. But let's say I'm going to take a separate plastic to put onto the stroller, because let's say the stroller doesn't have a cover, it ripped off, and whatever, now I'm going to put the plastic on, so that's an issue. If I know it's going to rain, I have to put the plastic on before Shabbos and have it open, at least a tefach. have it over a little bit of tefach, because then I'm going to be mosif onto the ohel araya, that will be mutter. But putting it on in the first place could be a problem. If I have a little covering built in, connected, and then I want to add on the plastic, so as long as the built-in part is open the tefach a couple of inches, and even if it's closed, open it, and then put the plastic on, because then that's considered a hosafa onto an ohel araya. So we discussed and these and other issues back then, where was this kuf chaf hey, when we discussed hosafa on an ohel araya. So we'll get more to about, we touched on it there, but we'll talk more about it today, about umbrellas, that's going to come up, Be'ez Hashem, on Amud Beis. Good, we continue. Second to last line. V'chachamim omrim. The chachamim say that you're not allowed to put on the mishmeres on Yantif, and you can't even put in on Shabbos to one that is already there. So Ibai Lahu, Talamai, what happens if you put it on? What happens if, you, according to the chachamim, you're not supposed to put it on? What if you did? Omer of Yosef, Talachai of Chatas. It's an Isidar Isa. Wow. Says the Gemara, Amalei Abaya, Elamayata, Talakuza Besichsa, Hachanami de Machayiv. If you hang a basket on a hook, that's also going to be Chayiv. Abaya is just in shock. He's saying, that's a Dar Isa. Right, if you do this, no, this is nothing. He's basically just giving an example of saying something that's obviously mutter. So how can you say, you're telling this is Dar Isa, what, everything is Dar Isa all of a sudden? It can't be daraisa. The issue that most of what we're talking about here is a derabanan. It's not a real ohel. Because we shouldn't act as we do during the week, during our regular activities. Rashi on top. Uvda dechol. That's Rashi. Rashi says this is an uvda dechol. It is a weekday connected activity. This uvda dechol is generally a hard concept to pin down. It comes up in all different places. Whenever there's something that smacks of a weekday activity, Chazal sometimes even later, the poskim, mention uvdin dechol. Uvdin dechol as weekday activity, and it's not something that we can suggest. It's something that the chachamim have to figure out exactly when it applies, right? Just for example, by brushing one's teeth, some posts can bring up, besides the issues of schita and bleeding, other issues. One issue is, Rabbi Avadi Yosef, a couple of other posts can say, Uvdin Dechol, you should have a separate toothbrush for Shabbos. Whatever you say, let's say you can use the liquid toothpaste, and whatever the case may be, you should have a separate toothpaste for Shabbos because of Uvdin Dechol. It's usually used in a way that is not appropriate for Shabbos, because the posts originally say it by a hairbrush, which is more problematic, because that kemat always takes out hair. The Mishnah Berurah screams about that. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Yeshuas Yaakov, who says that people are nizar on this. They think you can brush your hair. You got to be careful. So it's gozes if one brushes their hair in the normal way. So even if one brushes it very softly and very calmly, you should have a separate hairbrush, the Achronim say. So some why? Uvdin dechol. Even if I'm going to do it in a mutter way. So again, there are many examples throughout the Masechta where Uvdin dechol comes up. It's the source for the concept that we call Shabbistic, but it's a halacha. It's not out of the halachic realm. It's halachic. It relates to the Ramban of Shabbason, as we mentioned before, in Parshas Emor. But again, this is what Abaya says here. It smacks of a weekday activity, and therefore it is something that should be stayed away from. Mankit Abaya, Chumrei Masnisa V'tani. Abaya put together a group of laws of the Brisa and learned them all together. There were a number of Brises, and he learned them all together as follows. Hagud V'hamishberes. These four cases, good. What's good? It is, Rashi explains, an Orshel Behema Tafur. It is a type of jug that is made out of leather, and one puts wine or milk in it, and when one comes, after traveling, one wants to make sure, do their best, to keep the wine and the milk from spoiling, so they hung it taut. There were strings, loops that it got tightened with on top. They hung those on two nails, and they stretched it taut so the kli was hanging and the wind would be able to breeze onto the liquid that was inside. So as we'll see, l'chadchila, it's best not to do this because the kli is creating an ohel underneath it. Hagud, v'hamashmeres, that's our case. Kila is a canopy. V'kisei galin is a type of chair. which Rashi explains, the neighbor place, umafarkin mitoseim, kisoseim, vatonin osamimayim, type of traveling chair. Used to take with you, and then you would set up when you got there. Lo yaseh, one should not create these lechachila, because it is a type of ohel arai. You're creating a structure with a roof, and under it has the space for of at least a tefach, and therefore, it's a problem. But it's only an isidur abanan. It's not a real ohel arai. All a keva lo yaseh, but an ohel keva one should not make, v'imasa chayev chatas. And if one makes an ohel keva, one that's going to last a little while, and it's more kavua, but it's still an ohel, then that could be nisvah daraisa. Chayev chatas. We'll get back to that. Aval mita, the kisei, traskal vasla. But these four cases, mita. If somebody has a bed that's collapsible, that you're allowed to set up, or the Rishonim discuss that it's in the wall. Sometimes you used to have beds that folded into the wall, that folded out. That's mutter. No problem. That's not a problem of ohel, even lachadchila. Kisei, a chair, traskal. Kisei, traskal is like a folding chair. Va'asla. Asla is the bowl that was used for a toilet. And they opened it, and then they put a cover on it. So in all these cases, mutter and tozer lachadchila, there's no problem to put these out lachadchila. Even though an ohel area is created underneath, but the purpose of your setting it up is for what's on top, not what's on bottom. And therefore, there is no problem with creating ohel. Ohel has to be with kavana. You want to use the area underneath. If you want to just put out a table, let's say you put a folding table. You put out a folding table. You've created an ohel, right? You've created a roof, right? So there's no problem with that. Unless, let's say the children are opening up the table in order to play underneath it. Right, then that could be a problem. But if not, it's not a problem. What about putting a tablecloth on a table that hangs down? Why isn't that a problem? You're creating an OL. The answer is, you're not creating an OL. Because the purpose of the tablecloth is to cover the table and to use what's on top of the tablecloth. You're not using what's underneath in a chinami. If I'm hanging something, and the post can talk about this, if I'm hanging a cloth on top of an area, let's say, you know, a lot of times, remember growing up, the kids that, somebody has a ping pong table, and they want to put blankets on the ping pong table in order to create a tent to play in. So then that could be an issue if one is playing there. That's an ohel arai. That's being mosif onto an ohel arai. Well, let's say I'm going to open up the ping pong table bichlal. Opening up the ping pong table is not a problem because usually a ping pong table is used for what's on top of it. But if I'm creating it and putting these blankets on in order to create, to be mosif onto an ohel arai, it could be a problem. Well, there are ways out of it. You'd have to create the walls first and then create the roof, which is an unusual way of doing it, which Brother Shem will get to later. But that is important. That is important halachas. And this folding furniture issues are quoted in Shulchan Aruch. We think this is a new idea, folding furniture. No, the Shulchan Aruch talks about it. In Shin Tezvav, Siv Hei, Kiseya Asui Leprakim, Ukishirotzim Leishev Alav, Poschinoso, Veha'ar Niftach. When you want to sit on it, you open it up and the leather opens. Ukishimisirinoso, Sogrimoto, Veha'ar Nechpal, Mutal Paschal Lechadchila. Let it open it. It's meant to be opened and closed. That's not called Asiyas Ohel. Number one, because it's meant to be opened and closed. And number two, because you want what is on top of it. Also, what happens if you have a board in the wall that you pull out as a shtender? And you put svarim on. Also, that's not Ohel, because that's already kavua. It's part of a kli beforehand. And it is not a... It is not a problem. Okay. What about adding a leaf into a table on Shabbos? Adding a leaf into a table, taking it out? That's also the poskim are makel. Because that's meant to be, even though it's not connected, but it's already a kli beforehand, it's meant to be added and taken out. Some poskim say, lechadchila, if you want to, after you put it in, you're allowed to put it in on Shabbos. But maybe remove it within 24 hours, remove it when you finish using it, but maker adin, it is mutter. Okay, that takes us through a little bit of the types of kalim that one has. Oh, one other important source, and that is the Rambam says that creating, right, this Argamar says, creating an ohel keva is an issa daraisa, yurchai v'chatas. The Rambam says, asiyas ohel is a tolda of bona. A tolda of bona. And the Mefarshim try to figure out, so what makes it something an ab, what makes something a tolda? What makes something a binyan, what makes something an ohel? We usually think of ohel as a more temporary structure. But our Gemara said, Ohel Kavua. So what makes it a temporary structure? What makes it a permanent structure? Why is something called an Ohel? What's something called a Binyan? So the Pnei Yeshua, not here, the Pnei Yeshua in Sukkah, on Daf Tezayin, says, De Iker Achilik Shemain Binyan La Ohel, Hainu. Dolashon binyan shayach bebinyan kavua shemiskayem liyamim rabim. Number one, a binyan is meant to be there forever. Bone. Mashekin ohel legabi binyan havi binyan arai. In relative terms, ohel is more temporary, but it's not temporary that it's going to be durabanan on Shabbos. Elada afilo achi chayv mishum told the bone. Kiva chederech ohel bekach. Because it's the derech of ohel. Number one. So for example, let's say somebody builds a sukkah. Somebody builds a sukkah on Shabbos. Not supposed to. If somebody builds a sukkah on Shabbos, that could be an Issa Daraisa. Even though it's only going to be up for a week, it could be an Issa Daraisa. Because Ohel is just relative to Binyan, but it's still permanent enough. Va'od yish chilek acher b'neim, and then he says another chilek, the lashon Ohel hainu milamala shema'ahil al ha'adam. V'ikar asiyaso lakach, mashenkin binyan, shikar binyan hainu mechitzos. Mechitzos could be walls, could be included in binyan. Oil is usually associated with a roof. Let's say we discussed a couple of weeks ago, the Mordechai quoted in the Ramah. What if somebody creates a mechitza on Shabbos for that creates a as a halachic function? Not just stam, I want to create it for tznius. I want to put up a little mechitza because I want to create an area of a room to make it more private. But I'm doing it for halachic reasons. Let's say a husband and a wife need a mechitza in a room to cover up Kisvei HaKodesh. So the Mordechai quote in the Ramah says, that's an issue. Why? Because you're creating a binyan. What binyan? There's no roof, says the Pnei Yeshua. Binyan can include even mechitzas, while Oel is usually associated with roofs. Okay, but both of them in Hilchos Shabbos could be Daraisa. Okay. Veinos L'Tluya B'Shabbos. And one, the Mishnah says, one does not add in to Tluya, this is the Chachamim Shita, even if it's there, one is not allowed to put it in on Shabbos. Ibai Luhu, Shimer Mai. What if somebody strained, somebody did this on Shabbos, according to the Chachamim? Amar of Kahana, Shimer Chayav Chatos, Daraisa. Maskal of Sheshes. One second. Mi Kamidi, do we ever have something? You're telling me it's a daraisa? Do you ever have a machlokas where one person says mutter and the other one says it's an issa daraisa? Usually you go step by step. There's a machlokas whether it's mutter or drabanan, or drabanan or daraisa. But mutter to daraisa? We usually don't have such a distinction. And the Shita L'Ran just adds in. Sometimes we do. So he's mutter, so he's daraisa. But the Shita L'Ran says, you don't usually have that where both sides agree to the principle. Meaning here, everybody agrees there's a concept called bona, or a CSOL, both opinions. So they're arguing about a detail in that. That's what the Shita L'Ran says. Sometimes, what do you mean? Sometimes you have a case where somebody thinks something's mutter, somebody thinks something's usser, daraisa. You have machlokes tanoim about that. So the Ran adds in a very important ha'ara to understand the Gemara. But here they both agree to the principle. That's the question. They both agree to a CSOL being a malacha on Shabbos. So where do you ever have that type of machlokes? Where you have both opinions agreeing to a principle, and then within that you have one sheet that says mutter and one sheet that says asa daraisa in terms of an application of that principle. So do you ever have that? So, one second, Maskel Rabbi Yosef, Alamalo, what do you mean? You do have that. And the Ron continues, Harei Yir Shel Zav. Right, we had this earlier in the Masechta. If somebody has a type of jewelry with a golden Yerushalayim, Rabbi Meir Machayev Chatas, Rabbi Eliezer, Shari Lechadchila. Similar machlokas, mahi, where is that? The Tanya, we had it earlier. Lo seitze isha b'ir shel zav. A person is not allowed to wear that out on Shabbos without in a place without an eruv. V'im yatzah chayev eschatas. Div Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim marim lo teitze v'im yatzah petura. Rabbi Eliezer omer yotze isha b'ir shel zav lechatchila. So you see, there are opinions. One says mutter, one says daraisa. So what's the problem? And again, the Shita L'Ran says here, everybody agrees to the malacha of hosa. So what's the problem? What's why do you think that this can't be daraisa either? So Amalei Abaya, that's not a raya from the Yerushal Zahav. Because who is talking to who? Mi Savris Rebbe Eliezer ad Rebbe Meir Koi. Da Amar Chayev Eschatas. When Rebbe Eliezer says his mutter, he wasn't talking to Rebbe Meir who said daraisa. Ad Rabbanan Koi. Da Amri Pater Avalasar. He's talking about to the Rabbanon, who says, Asa d'Rabbanon, v'yamar lahu ihu mutal l'chadchila. So therefore, we don't have somebody, we don't have a precedent where somebody jumps mutal to d'Araisa, and therefore, that is why Rav Yosef assumes that our Mishnah, I'm sorry, not Rav Yosef, Rav Sheshes assumes that our Mishnah must be an Issa d'Rabbanon, which parallels, the Chacham say two things. So with the first one we already said is d'Rabbanon. So Mistama, the second one is d'Rabbanon as well. Period.
Here they're focusing on the Boer issue, aren't they?
The focus is on the Boer issue, yeah.
So the Ram was talking about Ohel, wasn't he?
I'm sorry, Boer, you're right. You're right, I misspoke. Right, so this was the, right, the other part was the Ohel Boer. Right, I didn't finish reading the Ram. I think he does say Boer. Right, they both agree to the concept of Boer. The question is, does it apply here? Yeah, thank you. At all? Right, so it's Boer. Quoting that from the Ra'ah. Thank you. Weiter. The next three lines are much discussed in the Rishonim. Right, whenever anybody learns the Masechta Shabbos Be'iyun in the seventh parak, they don't usually get up to this parak. But these few lines we do, because Tosas quotes these few lines. Mishamai Masrinan Bay. Which, well, let's read the Gemara Kipshuto, and then we'll explain it. What Hasra'a do you give? If somebody's about to do this malacha, what Hasra'a do you give? Mishamai Masrinan Bay. Rabba Amar Misham Borer, Rabbi Zera Amar Misham Marakade. Marakade, sifting. Remember the Gemara said earlier there are three malachas that are very similar to each other, right? Zora, Borer, and Marakade. They're all separating type of malachas. Winnowing, separating, and sifting. So, machlokas, what exactly you give Hasra for? So, Amar Rava, Rabba, Kavasi Didi Mistavra, I make sense that it's Borer. Ma Darko Shal Borer, No Tel Ochel Umeniach Hapsoles, just like it's the Derech of Borer, to take the good Umeniach Hapsoles, Av Hachanami, No Tel Ochel Umeniach Hapsoles. So, to hear, that's what you're doing, and that's why it is a problem. The Rishonim figure out, isn't that exactly what Borer is not? You should take the Ochel? So, you gotta work out the words in the Gemara. But that's Rabba. Amar Abzera, Kavasi Didi Mistavra. Madako shall marakade psoles milamala vocha milamata. Just like when you sift, the psoles, what you don't want, remains above and the good part goes below. Afakanami psoles milamala vaochel milamata. Period. So it is a machlokas. When you read this Gemara, you get the impression that for Melech HaShabbos, when you give Hasra'a, for somebody to be Chayiv Skila, you have to give Hasra'a, naming the malacha itself. That's the impression that you get. Because the Gemara says, what Hasra'a do you have to give? That's the simple interpretation. And that's what the Tosfos Rid says here, along with another element, which I'll mention in a minute. But the Tosfos Rid says here, you see from this Gemara, for Hilcha Shabbos, you have to name the malacha. Tosfos earlier in the 7th parak, Daf Ayin Gimel, said, no, can't be. It says in the Torah, lo sasa kol malacha. It says, any malacha. So Tosfos says, all this Gemara is saying is that you can't give a wrong Hasra'a. Not that you have to give the right, exact Hasra'a. Right? Mishumai Masrina Bey, so the Shita that says Borer means you can't say Marakade because the guy will think you're joking. Because this is not Marakade. And the one that says Marakade said, no, you can't give Borer because the guy will think you're joking. But don't think that you have to give the exact Hasra'a. Tosfos brings other rayas, but at least this Gemara, Tosfos rereads this Gemara. The Pshuto Shal HaGemara, Tosfos is not comfortable with that, because he holds that you do not have to give, you do not have to give the name of the Malacha in each case. But the Tosfos Rid here says you do, but again with one added crucial element. The Tosfos Rid, this is at least according to the Manda Amar of Havara L'Chalek Yatzas. Remember we had earlier, back on Daf Ayin, a machlokes, what is the source for chilik malachas on Shabbos? How do I know that you have to do only one of these to be chayiv? Maybe you have to do all 39. Maybe all 39 is chayiv mechayiv miyachatas. So there was a machlokes there. Havara, it says the malacha of lighting a fire separately in the Torah. So is that to teach me lolav yatzas, which means that havara is different, you're never chayiv Misa for Havara, or Lachalik Yatzas. Havara, the fact that one Malacha is set separately teaches me that really every Malacha is independent. So the Gemara there doesn't really mention Nafkaminas between the Mandamar Havara Lalav Yatzas and Lachalik Yatzas. The Tosfos Rid right here comes up with a Nafkamina. He says, you have to give the specific Hasra for every Av Malacha according to the Mandamar Lachalik Yatzas. And the big footnote here, the footnotes in the Tosas Rid, talk about that this is new. Nobody else says this. Such a fundamental halachic difference between the Manda Amar Lachalik Yatzas and the Manda Amar Lalav Yatzas. Listen to the lashon of the Tosas Rid. Ki'ilu ksiv lav akol malachu malachadami. Vahavilu kmo lavin dechele vidam. Doing two different malachas on Shabbos is like you're eating chelev and eating dam, which is two totally different isurim. That's the example the Gemara in Krisus gives. And the Gemara here earlier in the seventh parak. Shein chalukin zemizeh. Vitzarach lahasros ala chelev mishum chelev v'yala dam mishum dam. V'kach al kol malacha umalacha. That's a crucial shita right here. Says the Tosas Rid over here, and Tosas earlier on Daf Ayin Gimel. They discuss this issue about Hasra. And you can never discuss Hasra without mentioning the Rashi and Meshech HaShavuos, which the Minchas Chinuch never misses an opportunity to mention. Rashi and Shavuos Daf Chaf, who says that when you give Hasra, you have to mention the Pasuk in the Torah. You have to mention, if you violate, you're going to violate this Pasuk. So Rashi seems to hold like Tosfos earlier, because there is no pasuk in the Torah about every amalacha. Shapashas lo sasa kol malacha. Right? Usually Rashi is a chumra. Oh, you have to even mention the pasuk. But here it's a kula, because the pasuk is so general. Either way, that is an important discussion. Okay, we continue. Tani. By the way, Rashi here, a separate Rashi, we're not going to go into why. Rashi here says, the mandamar that says borer, Rashi just says in one phrase, dahainami borer hu. Rashi seems to say that Rabba holds it's marakade or borer, while Reb Zera holds it's only marakade. It's not a parallel machlokas. Okay, just keep that in mind. Vayter, Tani, Rami bar Yecheskel, talos kfula lo yaseh, a person should not take a garment and put it over pegs on Shabbos, because that's creating an oel, right? A person should not separate that to protect him from the sun, from the rain. But it's only this derabanan if one does that on Shabbos. Hayakarach alea chut o mishicha. If it's already connected with a string before Shabbos, it's already part of the kli. So then, modulun tos lachachila. Then you can stretch it out because that is an already connected piece, and that's what we would call derech tashmisha. It's meant to be done and undone, done and undone. Tosfos here, with Dibur Maskul Karach, has two opinions, whether it has to be opened up a tefach from before Shabbos. First day it holds, yes, because, you know, you need the ohel there. The second day says, no, even if not. Even if you didn't leave a tefach, it's part of this kli from before, like we gave the stroller case before. It's part of the kli, therefore it's not a problem. Good. What about a canopy? Could you put up the canopy on Shabbos? Amaleaf mita asura. No! Even the bed is asur. Then he has a mita mahu. Amaleaf kila muteres. Something's going on here. First he says everything's asur, then he says everything's mutter. And then he says kila mita mahu. Amaleaf kila asura umita muteres. So three different cases. One's mutter, one's asur. Both asur, both mutter. So velo kasha, we're talking about three different types of beds. Hadik amar af mita asura. When we said both are asur, kid karmanoi. That's talking about karmanoi, which Rashi explains is a type of people that they put together and take apart their bed all the time. They sell begadim and they sell it on these beds. So that's a more serious structure. So everything's going to be asur. Hadik amar le af kilu mutaretz. In the case that everything is mutter, kid rami bar yecheskel. That's a type of canopy where it's connected from before. You just have to unroll it. Right? It's like a stroller, like Rabbi Yecheskel says. Kila asura mitu muteres, kididi done. And what's the case where the bed is mutter and the canopy is asur? That's like ours, meaning you're allowed to open up a bed on Shabbos. Because that's meant to open up a cot. That's not an ohel, you're going to sleep on it. But to put a new canopy on that, so that's a problem. That's creating an ohel. I'm Rav Yosef. Chazina luhu lekili debei Rav Huna. I saw the canopies in Rav Huna's house. Deme urta negidu. At night they were spread out and they were on umitzafra chavita ramya. And in the morning they were collapsed onto the floor. So it must be just like those canopies they held. You could obviously take down. You could take it up, put it up also because those two always go together, binyan and stira. Amar Rami Shum Rabbi Chiya, vilon mutter lintoso mutter lafarko. A vilon, a curtain, you're allowed to put up and take down. Mutter lintoso, you could spread it out. A mutter lafarko, that is not as long. If you want to add in the Mordechai, as long as it's not achieving a halachic toelas. If you're just putting it up for separation, that is not called a permanent structure. V'yamar Shmuel mishum Rabbi Chiya, kilas chasanim mutul lentosa umutul afarka. Kilas chasanim also you're allowed to put up. Why? Rashi explains, this is a type of canopy that does not have a tefach width on top. There's no doubt a tefach width. An OL, by definition, needs to have a tefach width on top. It does not. It's very small on top, and then it goes down on a slant, and therefore that is mutter. Amr of Sheshes Breder of Ed, lo Amr, and Elashim Bagaga Tefach, as we just explained. Avayish Bagaga Tefach Asura. If it has a tefach gag across, then it's Asur. Vichi Ein Bagaga Tefach Nami, and even if it doesn't have, lo Amr, Elashim Bapachas Mishlosha, Salmach Lagaga Tefach. Even if the tippy top doesn't have a tefach wide, but if you go down a little bit, and within three tefachim going down, it gets to a tefach wide, that's also a problem. That's called lavud. Halacha Moshe Misina. Everything within three tefachim is viewed as together. So even if it's within three tefachim, across on top of tefach, that's good enough to be called an ohel, and that would not be allowed to make on Shabbos. But if it's within shlosha, it's a tefach across, it's asur. Well, Rashi has the girsa, so we're going to continue. V'lo amran ela sheid b'shipua tefach. Avol yesh b'shipua tefach, shipule olim ka'olim damu. Another limitation that this opinion holds, not that we hold of it, but this opinion holds that even if the slant, as it goes down, if it gets so wide that it's going to go a tefach wide, even further down, so that is also a problem. The Vilna Gaon takes this out. He says, the Rambam is not going to say, because we already said, only within a tefach, not further down. So how do you read this line with the previous line? Okay. Follow Amran, Elo Delo Nachis, Mipuria Tefach. And this is also only if it doesn't hang over the bed towards the floor, a tefach. Avol nachas mipuria tefach also. But if it hangs over, it's a tefach. This must be a case, as we mentioned, that you plan to use what's under it. If you just plan to use what's over it, like a tablecloth, so then that wouldn't be usur, because you don't have a kavana to make the OL in that case. Period. Next. V'yamar Rav Sheshes Bered Rav Idi. Hai Sina Shari. What's a Sina? It's a very wide-brimmed hat. A Sina, Rashi says, is something that is a kovashel levet, type of felt hat, and is very wide. Mutter, you're not making an ohel when you put on that hat. V'ha itmar Sina asur. Others say it's asur. Lokasha had de isbe tefach, had de lesbe tefach. It depends how wide it is. If it's a real wide-brimmed hat, it's a tefach wide, a couple of inches, then it's a problem. Elamehata says the Gemara, 1 second. Sharbiv beglima tefach hanami demechayev. If I just take my coat and I spread it out, I hold my coat out, that's going to be usur. It's a beged. That's going to be usur. So, Ella machlokes, whether there's the girus of Ella, we're going to go with Rashi's pshat. Rashi says we're totally changing what we originally thought. Hats and clothing have nothing to do with ohel. That's why there's an Ella here. Rashi's Gorisit, Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Hanan, others are not Gorisit, but we're going to go with Rashi. Rashi says, we're totally changing what we thought. You could wear any hat you want. The issue is not in Ohel. Lo kasha had de mehedek had de lo mehedek. The issue is whether it's going to blow off or not. And you might come to pick it up in a place without an Eruv. That's the issue. So if it's tightly on, then it's not a problem. If it's not tightly on, then it is a problem. That is how Rashi reads this. Ala maskana, Rashi says, time up. Time a lav mishum Ohelu. The issue is not because of Ohel. Ella shlo yegbienu haruach. If you look in Tosfos, Dibur Maskal Ha, he has a different shot. He's not goris Ella, therefore he says this is still building on the Ohel issue. Why some cases are Ohel, depending if it's tightly on, and some cases are not. But we're going with Rashi. Stop there for a minute. The Shmir Shabbos discusses that there's no issue of Ohel when it comes to hats. There are just two other halachic issues that one should be wary of, remember, when it comes to an Ohel. First of all, what happens if, happens in my house a lot, right? If your hat gets smushed by the kids or whatever it is and you want to get it back into shape. You want to put the crease back in and push it out. Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? Or is that tikkun? So Shmir Shabbos has his mutter. Mutter lahachzir is a sheka shel mikbas shin is kamta, v'chein mutter lahachzir is a tzavaron shel me'il. Same thing like fixing your collar. V'es a kefal shel b'michnasayim. V'ein b'zeh mishu mister kibu b'gadim b'shabbos. You're not really fixing. You're going back to what it's supposed to be. That's not really fixing tikkun, and that's why it is, that's one is mutter. The other issue is, what happens if you don't have an Erev and it's raining out? Sometimes people want to put a cover on their hat. So then, and without an Erev. So then the question is, if I'm just have a plastic over my hat to cover the hat, that could be a masa. That could be, that's not doing anything for me. So that's why, in that circumstance, one should have something that covers themselves, not just their hat. So if it covers themselves, it's protecting their own body, that would not be a problem. Good. The discussion, again, we're not going to go into the whole thing, but just to write down the source. Umbrellas. The action started with the Noda Yehuda. The Noda Yehuda, based on our Gemara. Arachayim Chelik Aleph Simin Lamed. Al Devar Nesias HaParasal B'Shabbos. That's the umbrella. V'ukli ha'asui lo hagein v'chama b'nei ha'chamu v'shem b'nei ha'kshamim v'ha'adam nos'o al-rosho v'hu ma'ahil al-rosho. V'hu had 200 years ago. V'hu asui shi'esh lo beis yad v'krasim los l'pascho. It's exactly describing an umbrella. So he got a question from a Talmud who quoted another rabbi who he did not mention by name who allowed it based on two Gemaras. And the first one is this Gemara. Shabbos Kuflamet Ches, Hai Sina Shari, Vaimar Sina Asur, Lokasha, Isme Tava, Mehedek, Lo Mehedek, quoting Rashi. And he says, Elavadai, according to Rashi, why isn't it a problem of Ohel? What changed? What changed? So you said, oh, putting out your baguette is not an Ohel? Why not? Elavadai, Hove Eno Megan al Shum Dava, Rakal Ha Adam Hanoso, Veino Kavua Bemakom Echad, Rak Holech Bobi Makom Lamakom, Eno Chashav Ohel. Because an ohel, that's a movable ohel, is only meant to cover you. That's what the Gemara must mean by saying, what, if you hold your baguette out, is it going to be an ohel? The Gemara was a rhetorical question. The Gemara never answered. So this other rabbi, he doesn't mention by name, says that, oh, that's one raya. It's mutter plus another raya as well. Okay, he quotes two. And then he says, so he says to Noda Yehuda, what do you think? I didn't think it's mutter, I knocked out some of the rayas. What about you? What do you think? So Noda Yehuda goes through four pages where he's also machmir. Hine amina le iza, sheze eza shanim, shehuva kli hanal kehilatenu. There's been a couple of years since this umbrellas came to Prague. Right in the 1800s, early, v'hergalu bo rabim, umitok kach eschilu l'hakebo gam b'shabbos, umachisi bahem, v'darashti b'oso pam b'beis ha'knesses, shu iser gomur, v'yamarti shafilu choshesheni l'iser skila, umeyaz v'yarata animocha b'kiloseinu v'rov ha'am nisharim, ukeis nivdaka rayos ha'chacham hazeh. Let me go through the rise. Anyway, this is the Noda Yehuda, the Chasam Sofer is a little more mako, there's a big, big discussion of it. L'maisit comes out at the end of the day, it's not an Isser Skila. The question is, what about, is it Isser Derabanan? So that's the question. The Shmir Shabbos is Lashon, is Geder Gadru Gedole Hadoros V'amru Shein Leftoch Mitzriya Ushama Shabbos Shabbos V'yantif. Right? See, it doesn't say Aser. Because it's not so clear that it's Aser, but the Minog is for sure not to. Even if it's open before Shabbos. Even if it's open before Shabbos, the minhag is not to use it. Gam b'makom sheish bo erev. Even if there's a place where there's an erev, that's the Shmir Shabbos in the new Shmir Shabbos. Chav Dalet Tesvav. Chav Dalet Tesvav, he quotes that lashon of Geder Gadr. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Shalach le Rami Bar Yechezkel Rafuna. Eimi lon izi hanach midi ma'al yisav, damart lon mishmei derav. Tell me some of those great divrei Torah that you quoted in the name of Rav. Tarti b'Shabbos v'chadah b'Torah. Two about Shabbos and one about Torah. Shalach le. Ha detanya gud b'kisna mutter lintosa b'Shabbos. That which we learned at Abraisa. That a bag on a hook. Gud b'kisna. Mutter lintosa b'Shabbos. Amarav lo shana ela b'beiz b'nei adam. That's only if two people do it. One person would be usher, because one person would really have to stretch it very tautly, and he could create an ohel. Amar ba yevakila afilu biyud b'nei adam usher, and a canopy, even 10 people would be usher. Efsher jelo mimtacha porta. When you're setting up the canopy, it's going to be a real ohel. You're going to stretch it tautly, and therefore, it's a problem. Idach mahi, that's one issue of Shabbos that you quoted. Idach mahi, what's the other one? Tanya. Kiresh and ishbata achas miyarkosehal. If you have an oven, that one of its legs came off. Mutter l'taltalo, you're still allowed to be metaltal because it's still usable. Shtayim aser, right? But two legs is already not usable, and therefore you cannot move it. Rav Amar afilu chanami aser. Even if one comes off, it's aser. Why? Because what are you going to do? Gzeira shem yiska. We're worried that you might come to put it back in bechozek, and it would be bonet, right? And the Tanakam is not worried about it because it's only missing one. You're not going to come to do it. Good. Torah, what about the third issue in the name of Rav? Amar Rav, Asida Torah Shetishtakech Mi Yisrael. at some point in the future, Torah is going to be forgotten. Shneemar ve'eflo Hashem es makoscha, Hashem will be mafli, will cause wondrous your makos, right? The tochacha. Haflo azu eni yodei mahu. What does that mean? Kshu omer lochein hineni Yosef lahafli es ha'am hazeh haflo v'fela havi omer haflo azu Torah. Right, that when Hashem says that, you see, I'm going to cause hafla v'fela, and that's referring to forgetting Torah. So you see, hafla is a lashon of Torah, and that's the curse that Hashem gives us in the tochacha. Tana Rabbanon, kishenichlusu avoseinu l'kerab Yavne, when they came to Kerab Yavne, right after the Churban Abayis. Rabbi Yochanan Mizrachi says, Tein li Yavne v'chachamecha. Give me Yavne. They come to Yavne, and the first day in Yavne, they say that, you know what, we have to make sure that Torah is not forgotten. This is the first Tosefta in Idios. All of Mesechus Idios are testimonies that they gave, all the rabbis who came after the Churban, who went, gave that day, they wanted to have all of what they remembered recorded, so it wouldn't be forgotten. That's why this is the beginning, the Tosefta in Idios. That's the historical context of this Tosefta. Right? They said Torah is going to be forgotten. That's why we have Maseches Idios. And that's why it's called Bechirta, because they were so medaktik with what they said. They wanted it to last forever. So Torah is going to be forgotten. Shenemar, hine yamim ba'im nu mashem, elokim, v'shlachti rav ba'aretz, lo rav, lalechem, lotzom, lamayim. It's not going to be a hunger or a thirst for bread and water. Kiim l'shmoes, divrei Hashem. They're going to be thirsty for Torah. V'ksiv, v'na'u mayim ad yam, u'mitzafon va'an mizrach, yisho tetu, l'vakesh, zvar Hashem. They'll go from north to south to east. V'lo yimso, they won't find anybody. Dvar Hashem zu halacha. That's what Dvar Hashem. Dvar Hashem zu aketz. Dvar Hashem zu nevua. There won't be any of them. And therefore, that's the curse that will happen. And they were worried about this. Uma yishod du levakesh dvar Hashem. What does that mean? Amru. Asid isha shetido kikar shel truma. There will be a woman who has a truma, a piece of truma. V'tachzer, and she'll have a question about it. V'tachzer, but they can ask Yosef about the midrash. So she'll go to all the shuls and but the medrash. Lay them to mea hivim torah hiv. Ain mavin. She'll go and ask a shayla. Is this tami or tar? And nobody's going to be able to give her an answer. Says the Gemara, really? In Torah even Tmeahi? Behed yuksiv be mikola ochel asher yachel. What is a pasuk in Chumash about Hekshur l'kabal tumah? What, she's going to have a question about that? About Hekshur l'kabal tumah? Everybody was going to, it can't be that that's going to be forgotten. Unbelievable. Ella leida im rishoni im shniahi, vein maven. No, she's not going to know whether it's a rishon latumah or a sheni latumah. She's going to have a detail about Hilchas Tumah that she's not going to understand. And that's what's going to be forgotten. Again, the Gemara says, that's impossible. Hanami masizanis, but first Mishnah. Nobody's going to forget rishon and sheni latumahs. Kidetzan. That's the Musar for the day, the implicit Musar. Kedetan, the Mishnah says, Hasheret shenimsa batanur, if you have a dead insect that is inside an oven, an earthenware oven. So the insect is an av, the oven is a rishon, hapasha batocha shniya, so the bread inside is a sheni, shatanur tchila. So that's also Mefurish Mishnah. Nobody's going to forget Mefurish Mishnayas. So the Gemara says, No, the following it will be a question about. Do you view this oven when the sheret is inside of it? Maybe it's all like filled with tumah. So you don't go from the sheret to the oven to the bread. You just go, the sheret is the oven. It has the status. And then the bread, it's not that the bread has to get from the oven. It's with the oven, so maybe it's a rishon. That's the question that she will not get an answer to. And Amar Le and Rav Ada asked Rava this, and Rava answered, Lo Amrinan, you don't say that. Lechzi haik tanura kamandamal yituma. Titania, as the Brisa says, Titania, yochel you call a kelim mitamin ba'avir klicheres. You might think even a kli would be inside the airspace of a klicheres, and a kli is only mitame, becomes tummy from an avatuma. Tamalomar, kol asher besocho yitma, mikol ha'ochel asher yeochel. Ochlin mitamin ba'avir klicheres, vein kelim mitamin ba'avir klicheres. Period. So that's why we know that it's not filled. But that's what people are going to realize this conversation. So Psukim, they're going to know. Mishnayis, we're going to know. But we're not going to know discussions between Rav Ada Bar Ava and Rava. So it just means that we have to work a little bit harder in issues of Tumah and Tahara and realize that Chazal were worried about this. Again, I didn't get a chance to read it, but if you look in the Tosefta, the beginning of the Tosefta in Idios, I quoted part of it, but he says, "Kishenichlu zachacham lekerem biyavne amru asida sha'a sheyehe adam avakish davar midivrei Torah veinemotzei midivrei sofrim veinemotzei." And then he quotes the pasuk in Amos, right? Yom Ba'am Nam Hashem. And he quotes. It's emotional. They're very worried. And that's why we have Maseches Idios, which is a different topic every line, because they wanted to get everything recorded to make sure that it was not forgotten. Okay, interesting. The Ravid, I just opened up Idios yesterday. The Ravid has Akdama. The Rambam and the Ravid have the Pirushim on Idios. The Ravid says, you'll have to forgive me, but I did not learn this with my Rebbe. So this is all me. So any mistake in my commentary, blame me. Because I did not learn this with my Rebbe. Eini mi b'kol eila lo mi pi rav lo mi pi moreh ki me ezras hakel levado hamalamed adam da'as v'ulei yikrovem shkaga mishigigas hayado mishigigas halev yadah hakore bo bi ha'avon v'lo barabosai v'animsa bo min atova hayashar yeda ki hu min asod kinyin shenem arsod Hashem li reyav u'briso lahodiyam. Right, the Ravik likes to quote that in a number of places. It's Hashem helped me. It's not me. If it's bad, it's me. And if it's good, then Hashem helped me. Like David says, beautiful Hagdama the Ravid has to Maseches Idios. Again, we don't have Rishonim on Idios. That's why we don't have the regular Rashi Tosfos, obviously. We have the Rambam and the Ravid. Okay, we'll stop here. And just a reminder again to our OU audience, please, we thank everyone who's already been partners with us on our website in our building campaign, nofeyashemesh.com, nofeyashemesh.org, and whoever would still like to join us, there's still plenty of dedications left and plenty of abilities to be part of the new home where, Be'ez Hashem, the OU Worldwide Dafyomi will be broadcast from. Thank you.